you spent a number of years at the Missouri Valley, and I don't know if I'm over you not being around the Valley that much anymore. But talk about your time doing games in the Valley. I know that you love the league.
I do love the league, and it really goes back to the early 1960s. I was a little boy in Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Cincinnati Bearcats were playing at Wichita State and at Drake and at Bradley and places like that. And I remember there wasn't a whole lot of TV back then, but there was some, and it was black and white TVs. And I can still remember Cincinnati playing at Drake in this arena that was dark, you know, but on the court it was lit.
Sure.
And I remember those images. I remember Cincinnati in the Valley, you know, going to the Final Four so many times, winning the national championship, going to the championship game three consecutive years and winning two of them against Ohio State before they lost to Loyola. To have a chance to go back and remember my original goal. And I had told Dan Steer that someday I want to be the voice of the Missouri Valley Conference. That was really my ultimate goal. And I got to do that for almost 10 years. I've called the biggest games in the history of the Missouri Valley Conference. I called Wichita State in the regular season going 31-0. I called the Jackie Carmichael Kung Fu fighting game, which came down the last 35 seconds. And Wichita State scored 7 seconds, you know, or 7 points in the last 35 seconds to somehow pull that game out. I mean, I watched Adam Emenecker in the Missouri Valley Conference with Drake several years ago, and the people were chanting MVP, MVP there in Des Moines. I've called the biggest, the best, Seth Tuttle, one of the greatest players in the country a couple of years ago. I mean, I've had a love affair with the Valley for decades, and to be their voice and to carry their cause on national TV, it was then and still is the greatest honor I've had in broadcast.
Well, we miss you. I'm just telling you, we miss you in our league. We do.
Well, I miss you guys, too. But, you know, here's the thing. Listen, all good things must come to an end, and ESPN, you know, offered an opportunity to move on to the American at that time. And, you know, I hesitated, but the bottom line was I thought, you know what, I think a new challenge would be good. And I think it's been good for the Valley, and it's been good for me. But believe me, I watch those games, and I'm still sitting there watching all my friends coach, and I'm a big Missouri Valley Conference fan still.